Hello, welcome to I Don't Know with JoJo, with me, JoJo, and...
me, Kev on stage. Hello, friends.
Hello. Today, we're going to be talking about work against school, or work versus school, because I think work is much better than school, even though I haven't gone to a job. I don't work anywhere.
This is work.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it's not my job. I don't have to do this for money.
It's true.
And a lot of adults think that school is better than work for some reason.
Yes.
So, I'm going to tell you why you're wrong.
Okay. Tell me why I'm wrong, JoJo.
No, what do you think is worse about work than school?
Well.
So then I can tell you why you're wrong.
I'll speak specifically about jobs I hated.
Okay.
Going to a place you don't like all day long and being there.
Who would ever feel like that? Going to a place they don't like for hours a day? I mean, that's just, I don't feel you at all, personally.
The difference is, when you go to school as a kid, you dream of one day you'll be able to do what you want. And then somehow you end up at a job you don't like. And you have to work. You got to do something. Otherwise, you'll starve or die of cold or lack of water. So you had all these dreams when you were but a child, but a lamb. And now you're sitting at Key Bank calling people and asking them to renew their annuities. And they're like, stop calling me. I'm at dinner. And you're just like, I don't even really want to call you. My manager's making me do this.
So I understand that. But that's just the same as school. Teachers make us do work. And also, if you work harder, you get more money. Is that not how that works?
Not all the time.
Okay, well, then I mean, just sometimes. Don't work hard.
But then you don't get
the minimum amount you have to do, and then you'll get the money.
Right, but then if you do the minimum amount, you get fired like me.
Well, then that's not the minimum amount. That means you weren't doing the minimum.
So, sorry, saying I was doing less than the minimum.
Yes. If you got fired for doing, that's like failing if you got a C. Obviously, you didn't get a C. You got an F.
It's hard to know what the minimum is when you hate your job. Being there seems like the minimum. The fact that I am here when I don't want to be is the minimum. Shoot.
But I feel like you got to get used to it at some point. Like, I'm used to school. I still hate it, but I'm used to it at this point.
Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of people can... what people call grin and bear it. Are you familiar with that term?
No.
It's just like smile and wave, boys. It's just like, look, I'm just gonna smile and get through this shift and get through this day, get through this week, whatever. I had a hard time with that when I was getting fired. I didn't grin and bear it enough, apparently. Because they were like, we don't want you to come here anymore. Please, you do not like in this job. We don't want you here. So at least school, big, big difference. School is less time. And there are fun aspects of school that even you agree. Recess.
Well,
Take your time, baby.
The only reason people say school is fun is because they like hanging out with friends.
Yes.
And you don't have to, and, you know, you have to go to school, so, you know, you have to hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
That's great, but that's not you enjoying school. That's you enjoying hanging out with your friends.
Right, but
so
if
you do that daily and just hang out with your friends, then it's the same thing, but you don't have the work.
Wait, what are you saying?
I'm saying you can like hanging out with your friends, but that's not liking school. That's just liking.
Right, but that's an aspect of school, is it not?
I mean, it is, but that's not the reason you like school.
But what I'm, okay, yes, conceded the point. But work, sometimes you don't even have anything you like. It's just the whole thing.
Some people don't have friends.
But you did.
Well, that's not the point, though. I'm not everybody.
I'm not everybody.
I'm saying not everybody had friends. So maybe not everybody, not maybe, not everybody liked school in any aspect of anything. And like how you don't like your, or what was it, Bank of America? You didn't Key like Bank. That? Or Key Bank?
Or and Boeing.
Well,
and Bank
so
of America.
Okay. So I was right. Bank of, it wasn't
yeah,
that
I mean, I was ranking them in the order of dislike.
Oh, okay.
Key Bank was at the top of my dislike.
Okay, but some people maybe didn't, they just didn't have as much fun like you, or had less fun.
Yeah, no, that, true. There are some kids who don't like any aspect of school. No friends, no recess, not the food, literally zero aspects. That's kind of how I felt about work, actually. If I'm being completely honest, I didn't feel that whole way because although I didn't like it, at least the money aspect was good.
Yeah, that you have to admit, if you have a job, then the money aspect, it has to be a good part, unless you don't want money, in which if you didn't, then you wouldn't apply for the job.
Yeah, I mean, yes, you. Yeah, I want to win this. The money didn't make you happy, though. You just needed it to, like, yeah. survive. You
but you
for
also
food.
Need good grades. Then you, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not going to not survive if you don't go to school.
Well, that's true.
If you
that's
don't
true.
Work, you are, and you don't have a way to make money, it's, you know, along the lines, or down the line, it can be like a life or death situation.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, school is just like.
But if you do bad in school, that could also lead to you not having a good job or a job at all.
Yes. Yes.
So that's kind of your fault at school.
But here's the thing. You're arguing a point that you don't even agree with, though.
What do you mean?
I could say the way you're saying there's somebody out there in the world that doesn't like any aspect of school. Mm-hmm. There's somebody out there in the world who doesn't like any aspect of work. So now we're back to the
but
and doesn't even care
like
about
money.
Some people don't care about money. Some people don't care about
capitalism.
Well, if capitalism.
You didn't care, then you wouldn't get the job in the first place.
No, just because you don't care doesn't mean you don't want to live.
Okay.
So you could just be just as unhappy at work than at school. And for the most part, you have to spend more time at work, working, going to and coming from, than you have to spend at school. So at least school is less. And you get vacation from school, spring break, Christmas break, and you get summer break from work. You do get vacation, but you rarely get as much. You don't get, 2 months off from summer. So that is a point that I win.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's absolutely a point that I win. Sometimes work sucks really bad. And I'm talking about so bad to the point that you feel like you need therapy. And if you do, there's BetterHelp. BetterHelp, that's BetterHelp.
That's how you spell BetterHelp.
BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? Okay?
Achieving your goals.
I go to therapy once every other week.
Once every other week.
JoJo, Zay, they don't even know I'm in therapy because I just go and take it in my garage. I don't even have to leave the comfort of my own home. I get to text my therapist, text my therapist if I am struggling and it's in between sessions. And this therapy experience has been a tremendous bonus to my life. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling.
More affordable.
And financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Check that out at betterhelp.com/reviews. And visit BetterHelp, once again, BetterHelp.com/JoJo. That's BetterHelp. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. I don't know if JoJo is sponsored by BetterHelp. And I don't know, listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com, BetterHelp.com/JoJo. And now back to the show.
Okay. We talked about a few reasons why you think work is better than school.
Yes.
And I won most of those arguments. Moving on. reasons I think school is better than work. School, you have a lot of teachers and a principal. Mm-hmm. Work, you only have one boss. The boss can be mean or nice, and you don't have control over that. Yeah, that right. sucks. But with teachers, once you get past elementary school, you have 6 teachers.
Yeah.
And you have a lot more chances, well, I guess 5 more chances of having a mean teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that also means you have 5 more chances of being a nice teacher.
Yes.
But that doesn't matter because you still have 5 teachers and 5 different classes. Like, it's still a lot of work.
It definitely is a lot of work. But work is also a lot of work. Doing, you know what I was doing? Hey, welcome to KeyBank. Do you want to start an account? No.
But another thing, sorry to interrupt you.
Okay.
But you don't, you don't have to change what you do as much as school. When you have 6 different classes, every single class, if you have a laid back teacher, then you don't have to work as hard.
Yep.
But if you have a super strict teacher, you have to immediately pay attention to literally everything.
Yes.
And you still have, you know, all of the classes always change. You're always learning something new. With a job, you know what you're doing, and you just got to keep doing that. Yeah, it can be boring, but at least it doesn't require as much effort as the first time because you get used to it, you know what you're doing, and it's not harder. Obviously, I know work changes, and it's not always the same thing over and over, but for school, it's always changing.
Yeah, but so using the bank as my example, to Boeing, for the most part, you're completely right. The bank, I was a salesman, so it was the same job, but a different person every time. So you get 6 teachers a day. I could get 25 customers a day in person, and another, you know, I don't know, 5 or 10 on the phone. And trying to manage all those personalities and all that stuff when you don't like that job is equally as a lot of work. And then you had sales goals. You had to convince people to buy a house if they didn't want to, and get a credit card, and just a whole bunch of crap that people don't want to do. And a lot of times people don't even know that a banker is a salesman. They think that they're just there to help you. At least with a car salesman, you know this guy's job is to sell me cars. With the bank, part of the thing was to be like, oh, I'm just here to help you. Mm-hmm. But low-key, I mean, I am here to help you. And for me, I never could take advantage of people, so I would just, like, lose the sales because I wouldn't do anything that was, like, you know, not right, mm-hmm. or morally, you know, jacked up. So I said all that to say you end up interacting with a lot of people in a lot of different scenarios as opposed to, like, Boeing. It was literally the same thing over and over. Which was equally sucky because you like are like planes, and then it's just like nothing to look forward to and just so boring. Okay. You hate being bored. Imagine being bored for 8 hours a day and doing nothing.
Well, that's not saying you don't do that at school. Sometimes you have a lot of homework.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say something else.
No. Just two yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can see. Some jobs, you don't always do the same thing over and over.
Yes. And there's stress, like knowing that you might get fired. What?
You don't think there's stress in school?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying the stress of if I get fired, what will my kids eat is probably more stressful than being a kid in school.
Okay.
Like when I got fired, I was like, okay, now JoJo, maybe he's the last bottle he ever had or last cup of juice. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I obviously there's stress in school, especially if you don't like it. But I don't know, man. I need to make my points. Work seemed like life or death. It seemed like seemed a lot more stressful when I was working those jobs I hated. And I mean, to our points of people hating it, there's people who love their jobs and who love school. I love my job now, and it's still a lot of work and it's still stressful, but at least I enjoy it. And there's kids at school who love pretty much every aspect of school. But
I mean, every, I feel like.
Yes.
Every. Most.
Like, let's be honest.
Most.
I highly doubt there's a kid that genuinely enjoys every single aspect of school. The gross food.
I loved my school lunch.
What did I serve you?
Pizza, burgers, corn dogs.
Every salad. Day? Or is it rare? Because if it's rare, like
I think
you get
pizza was every Friday. Or maybe every twice a month, I believe.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Yeah.
But for the most part, man, I was all in. On those burgers that are all sweaty and not real beef, probably, I was like, mm-hmm. Those A&P burgers, I was all in on it.
You, huh?
Yeah, man. I was all like, yes, give this to me. I enjoy this.
I'm surprised. I really didn't think anybody, I mean, I guess we don't go to the same school. But
when I was in El Paso, the school breakfast, I mean, school lunch was mostly Mexican food. Taquitos.
I mean,
quesadillas, tacos, nachos, fajitas, all that stuff. And I was like, this is fantastic. This is a great day. But for the most part, nah, for all the parts, I enjoyed lunch at school. Mm. I was like, mm-hmm.
I think you're weird. That's
you don't like school. Any lunch at school, right?
No, I like some of it, but.
What do you like?
Well, I mean, just the regular foods that are actually foods. You know, not those made-up ones where, like, yeah, we just have tater tots. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some gross green beans, but let's be honest, ain't nobody eating those.
Ain't nobody eating no green beans.
Yeah.
You like the chocolate milks? You like coffee cake?
I used to.
That's cool.
We just don't have it anymore.
Well, you ain't been to school in a year.
What? That's why I said we don't have it.
What's on your nose? Oh, it's just a shadow. You don't even take, you was taking your lunch anyway. You were taking your lunch.
Yeah, because I didn't like school lunch.
But that means your lunch was good because you were bringing it from home.
Yeah.
So that means school's better than work.
What does that have to do with anything?
I want to be right.
About what?
This whole thing. I want to be right about it all.
Okay. What's another aspect of school? Oh, yeah, test.
Recess. Let's talk about that.
Okay. You don't have it in middle school.
You don't?
You have,
Nutrition?
Nutrition, yeah.
What is that?
You just eat a small snack, very small snack for like 10 minutes and then go back to class.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. But also, sorry, there's annoying kids. Like, I get you guys probably have annoying adults too.
Yes.
But they're adults. They're grown-ups. They're not going to purposely annoy you. At least I don't assume. Most adults won't purposely. Your surprised look on your face.
No, I don't know if it's purposely, but they definitely were annoying.
Okay, but they, it wouldn't be like as severe as a kid.
Probably not. Probably not as annoying as a kid.
Okay. Yeah, see,
and you don't have to interact as much with your coworkers as you did with your classmates.
And actually, also speaking of. There's bad kids, which were annoying and got you in trouble, even though it wasn't you. And there's also the nice kids, which, yeah, you can have a friendship with or whatever. But when you just move schools, and that's it. You don't see them ever again. Like, everybody, I'm pretty sure everybody I knew in fifth grade never saw them again.
But you can see them again.
But when? We won't be going to the same school. I don't have their phone numbers.
You don't follow them on Snapchat?
I don't. I only have YouTube.
You don't comment to them on their personal YouTube channels?
How would I know if they had one? See, I'm pretty sure, like, very rare people. I'm pretty sure nobody actually watches, like, anybody in my fifth grade or whatever that ever knew, like, you. I mean, maybe some of them would watch you, but I don't know. They didn't really talk about it much.
I don't think there's a high usage rate amongst your former fifth grade classmates on Kev on Stage Studios content.
But at work, you can be, make meaning, not, I don't want to say meaningful, but like friendships that last more than a school year. Where you guys don't just move schools and that's it. That's it forever. You guys never see each other again.
Yeah, but I mean, if you were so inclined, you probably could have kept up with people if you liked them.
How would I?
Get their phone number. You know.
I don't know. Some people don't have phones.
How do you talk to your soccer friends? The same way.
Yeah, but they have phones. I'm saying some people that are in my fifth grade don't have phones.
Okay, but some people in sixth grade do, and seventh grade. And you're about to be in eighth grade. Are you about to be in eighth grade?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yes. The school year's about to end, and I'm in seventh grade.
Everybody, this podcast is over. You're going to be in eighth grade? Isaiah's going to be in 10th grade?
Why are you looking so surprised? How is this not news? You're acting like this is so surprising. I don't understand why.
Thank you guys for watching. Okay, go ahead.
I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah, soccer friends. I meet up with them, and they do have phones, but some people at fifth grade don't have phones.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why
I'm conceding this point.
Okay. I thought you were going to say something, but no, you're just saying.
I'm conceding a lot of these points. Everything is cool.
I really thought you were going to add something.
No, everything is cool, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't get hurt at work.
Depending on your job.
What job would you, I guess, you know,
wrestlers.
Boxing. Yeah.
Boxing, or if you do construction,
like, you don't,
construction work, any physical labor.
You don't apply to get hurt. Like, that's just not true. You most likely won't get hurt if it's not a job where, you know, it's like boxing or wrestling, where it's like, well, yeah, obviously you're going
to
get hurt.
I mean,
hurt.
If you're a business, you have to pick up a box. You can throw your back out.
Okay.
Slip and fall.
I don't think most would pick a box and then.
I would. I'd be like, ah!
How heavy would the box have to be?
68 pounds.
What?
68 pounds.
Is that from experience?
I just feel like that's a number that would hurt my back.
Okay. anyway. Oh, yeah, jobs can be fun. They can be your dream job.
And school could be your dream school.
My thing cut out. Okay. What school would be? Yeah, you
college?
Could say that for
college.
I know. You could say that for college.
There you go.
But that's you. That's not
high school, man. Listen, my last year of high school, I probably loved every aspect. In being honest, I have to let you make more points. The only thing I did not like about my senior year of high school was calculus, pre-calculus.
So math. That's
math. But everything else, I had basically easy classes. I had relatively no hard work, no homework. Didn't have to study for tests. I got to go to two lunches. I got to hang out, play basketball, go to football games, go to your mom's track meets. I mean, it was just smooth sailing.
Okay.
So being a genius outside of math, that made things easy for me. But for that part,
so did you get all A's or like A's and B's?
A's and B's.
Okay.
Is that almost all A's.
But some people struggle with school.
I do. I agree.
Okay, that was it.
Yeah.
Anything else you have to say?
I don't want to post this because I don't like when I don't make all the points and people agree with me. But in the spirit of a good podcast, I will post it.
Okay. Thank you for watching. If this is posted, which we're not, he's not 100% sure if it will get posted. So hopefully it is. And goodbye. This was Peace. Me, JoJo, and podcast.